Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And thanks for spending some time with me this weekend or whenever you're listening, just investing in your relationship with Jesus. We are in the midst of our series through the Song of Solomon called Love Songs, where we're kind of looking at this reality that human love is an imperfect reflection of an even greater love. And this past week, we've seen kind of the relationship progress between Solomon and the young Shulamite woman. One of the things that we actually looked at this past Sunday was the reality that they got married their wedding day. In Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 11, we start to see where it says, "Go out, O daughters of Zion, look upon King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, on the day of the gladness of heart." And so one of the things that I just thought would be really helpful to kind of just peel back a moment and just to look at really what is marriage? Why? What's the point of marriage? Really. And it made me think of like when I was in college, I played football at Ohio University. And one of the things that we would do every play when we were out there is we would have somebody giving signals on the sideline. And, you know, you may remember, you know, not too long ago, the famous like signal stealing allegations with Ohio State and Michigan and all of that stuff there. So it kind of got in there, but it was one of the ways that we would communicate in the play. Now, if you were just to be a fan in the stands looking over, seeing kind of, you know, and you maybe have seen it on a game too, you're like, what on earth are that? Like, what do those mean? What's the point of those? Why are they doing that, right? And it can feel like you don't really know what's going on. But all of us on the field, we knew it. We knew what they were trying to communicate. We understood the point of what they were saying. But I think sometimes when it comes to this idea of marriage, I think within our culture, we're like the fans in the stands looking at these signals being given and we don't understand them. And so we just come up with whatever we think they are. And one of the things that I think is really helpful is the Bible gives us a very clear kind of picture around what marriage is and really the point of marriage. And so this Sunday I shared that the point of marriage is really to point us to Jesus. The point of marriage is to point us to Jesus. And so when we look at marriage between a man and a woman, a husband and his wife, one woman, one man, for one lifetime, is really the design for which God gave marriage. And Sunday I talked about how we have the meaning of marriage, the myth of marriage, and lastly, the mystery of marriage. And so when we looked at the meaning of marriage, we really peel back and look at Genesis 2, where God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. He's going to make a helper fit for him. And therefore, father and mother, a man will leave his father and mother and cleave or hold fast to his wife, and they'll become one flesh." And just this reality that marriage was God's idea. That God designed it, he created it, that it was his intent to form Adam and Eve together into this beautiful union together. And if God designed marriage, then he gets to be the one to define marriage. As the architect, as the designer, he gets to say what it is and what it isn't. If marriage is a covenant, it can't be about consumerism. If marriage is sacred, we can't just dispose of it like it doesn't matter. If marriage is God-designed, then we can't impose our own design or beliefs on marriage. If marriage is meant to point us to Jesus, then it's not meant to replace Jesus, which is the second point I went to and talked about how we can have the myth of marriage, that sometimes we can see a spouse as someone who completes us, and we're looking for the one, our soulmate, if you would. But really, God gave us a spouse as a gift, that a spouse is a gift from God, not a substitute for God. You see, marriage is a gift, but it can't carry the weight of the ultimate fulfillment that we were made for. And we often are looking for another person to fill the void that only God can fill in our lives. And I think sometimes we look to this other person to see, how can they make me happy? How can I enjoy them? How can they make my life better? But what if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy? What if God designed marriage to make us holy more than to make us happy? It was from a book, Sacred Marriage, I believe, that Michelle and I read when we were, you know, engaged to get married. And so it was really good kind of looking at that reality of, man, God designed marriage to make us holy, not just to make us happy. That God is putting someone in your life to help refine you, to sanctify you, as to use biblical language, to help us to become more like Christ. to help show us our need for Christ, because that person, we see, man, how selfish we are. We see how we often don't look to meet their needs more than our own. And it really helps us to kind of see how we can actually become more like Jesus as we walk with this person. And then lastly, it was kind of this mystery of marriage, that if we want to understand marriage, we've got to look to Jesus. Ephesians 5, right, tells us that a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife. They'll become one flesh. And this mystery is profound. But I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. And so really this mystery of marriage was ultimately meant to point to this beautiful reality that Jesus is the perfect groom who loves his bride, the church. And so when people look at marriage, God wants them to see Jesus. And so the question I kind of left everybody with Sunday is when people look at you, do they see Jesus? When they look at your marriage, for those of you who are married, do they see Jesus? Single person, when they look to your life, do they see Jesus in and through you as you're walking with him? You see, whether we're married, whether we're not married, the point of our lives is to point people to Jesus. And as we look to this symbol of marriage, right, that we understand what it is, that is to help show this beautiful reality that Jesus loves his bride, the church. He loves you and me. And so the point of marriage is to point people, to point us, to point an unbelieving world to Jesus, so that when they look at our marriages, especially as followers of Jesus, they see something radically different than what the world can show them. And so reflect on that. Let's take a moment and pray and just see how can our lives, our marriages, for those of us who are married, how can our lives point people to Jesus? How are we doing at that? And how could God use us to help people see Christ through our lives? Let's pray. God, thanks so much for your word. Thanks for just the way you help us to see, God, the beauty and the realities of how good marriage is. And God, there's so much confusion around that, Lord, just grateful that because you designed it, you get to define it, that Lord, if we look to find another person to fulfill our hearts and our deepest longings, Lord, we'll always be, dissatisfied. But thank you that in Christ, we can be fully and finally satisfied. And God, I pray that the mystery of marriage, God, people would see the beauty of that. They begin to see the beauty of our Savior through our lives and especially through our marriages, God. May we do them differently than the world does. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?